Okay, this is May 25th, Law of Attraction.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So all month we've been talking about the Law of Attraction, and we've been using all the different things about Law of Attraction, and we use the analogy of 21 days that it takes for a chick to hatch, and or to break a habit, or to manifest something. We use the 21-day process. So my calculations say that 21 days is up tomorrow, on the 26th. But some people have already manifested things. You got your car? Yes. Did you get something?
No. I haven't been working hard enough.
Well, that's not nice. Is anyone else?
Yes. I got a new job. It's like $50 an hour.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. That's good.
I've been waiting for like almost like 4 months too. It just came since we started manifesting.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. See, it works. Anyone else? Anything wonderful happen? Well, there you should be able to see some type of movement in mind. Something should be starting. Something should be coming to you. You should be able to notice something. If you are concentrating on that egg and what you have put inside of that egg, you have to realize that the universe, or this thing called God, is working on that with you. So these are the things that we have to remember. So the other thing is, never give up. Keep trying. Sometimes it takes longer than 21 days, but we don't throw the whole thing out and say, oh, it doesn't work because I didn't get it in exactly 21 days. If you are not manifesting what you want, what you ask for, it has nothing to do with the universe. It has nothing to do with God. It has something to do with your thinking. You are not concentrating on it. You are not thinking correctly. And what is it usually boiled down to that you're not thinking about? You're not thinking about yourself as being worthy. You're not thinking. Yes, Rita?
That's what I wanted to say. I don't know if it comes under manifesting it or not, but what I've been noticing lately is I'm only thinking about good things about myself and not criticizing myself and not thinking bad thoughts. And it's a real different shift.
Yes. Yes. It's a very different shift because your mind is always telling you bad things about yourself. It's always going to tell you you're not enough, you don't have enough, and you don't do enough. This is what the mind does. The mind never tells you, oh, you're just an absolutely wonderful person. You did that absolutely correctly. No, it says, oh, you could have done better. You could have done this. You should have done this, 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 and this. This is what you have to watch when we talk about the movements of your mind. You're becoming a witness to your own thinking. What are you talking about all day long inside of your mind? What are you telling yourself? And correct that. That you have to correct. If your mind tells you you're not enough, you must correct that immediately. You always have to hold yourself in the highest of esteem. So, if you're not getting what you want from this demonstration, go back and see, what am I thinking? How am I thinking? First of all, what are the three things that you have to remember? All things are possible with God. You can do this greater things, and it's always done unto you as you believe. Always done unto you as you believe, not as I believe. So when you gave me those cards, I work on those cards. I treat for this. But unless you're open and receptive to that treatment, unless you have made a space in your thinking, in your mind, it is not going to enter your life. You're the one that's doing that. You have to come up with the vessel to be filled. But you don't scold yourself now. You don't hate yourself. You don't say, oh, I can't do that, and this one can, and I couldn't do it, so something's wrong with me. You have to remember that there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. Why is that? Because you're an individualized expression of this thing we call God. All you are is God, but you are not all that God is. So you have to go back and say, where can I change my thinking? How can I think better thoughts about myself? Can I see myself with what I want? And how does it feel to have that. How does it feel to have that? We're working with thoughts, we're working with feelings, we're working with energy, we're working with a vibration. And we must cause a vibration so that it will work for you. So, we know that it does work because other people have done it. And what one can do, all can do. This thing called God does not show favorites. That's why it says in the Bible that it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. You're saying, this thing works. You remember that story? I tell this story. Goodness has nothing to do with this. Goodness has nothing to do with it. Do you remember Mae West? She walked in a movie. She walked in with all her jewelry on, and the hat check girl said, oh, my goodness, what beautiful jewelry. And Mae West said, goodness had nothing to do with it. So you see, we're under this impression that we have to be good all the time, and we have to do this absolutely perfectly all the time. No, you do not have to do it. And you do not always have to be good. The reason why you're good is you finally discover in your life that it feels better to be good. It just feels better to be good. So you just do it. Most of the things in this teaching are side effects. What you really want, you're going to get. People want money. But you don't really want money. What you want is security. You're saying money is just a side effect of that. So if you start to feel secure now, money will follow. But you think that if you get the money, then you'll be secure. Money will not make you secure. Only your thinking makes you secure. So always see what your mind is doing, what it is saying to you. What is your mind saying? Is it saying that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter? You have to do that every day. If you have to do that 3-4 times a day. Do it as often as you want, but know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance.
All right. I know it's a little ritual.
I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yay.
Yeah, right.
Yes, so you have to know that you matter. So when you're trying to manifest something, you have to know that you matter to this thing called God, to this thing called the universe, and you matter enough to it that it will do this for you. But you have to know that. If you go off and think, oh, no, I can't. I can't do it. Well, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. You see? It's done in your mind. You see, you never have to change the mind of God. You can't change the mind of God. People think, oh, I'll make God think differently. No, you have to think differently. And you have to think differently about yourself. This thing called God always holds you in the highest of esteem. God absolutely loves us, each and every one of us, more than we can even understand. But we have to know that, and we have to say that all the time. Here's a nice thing to think about. And I used this with you before. Know that there's nothing but well-being out there for you, and that nothing but well-being is coming to you. Nothing but well-being. So when you get up in the morning, get excited about being up and moving because you know that well-being is coming to you that day. When you step outside and the sun hits you and you feel the rays of the sun, say, oh, isn't that marvelous? That's well-being coming to me. When somebody says something to you, say, oh, my goodness, that's well-being coming to me. Because if you train yourself to see nothing but well-being, that's all that you will see and that's all that you will receive. But we get up with horrible attitudes and we go out there with a horrible attitude, and what comes back to us? What we put out always comes back to us. Always comes back to us. All right, I have some cards. There is nothing that you or anyone else has ever wanted that exists for any other reason than you think you will feel better in the achieving of it. That you think you will feel better. And there's nothing wrong with that. You want to feel good. You are here on this plane of action to be filled with love, to be filled with joy, to really be enjoying your life, to relish every moment of your life. You cannot get any moment back. You cannot get this morning back. So relish what you're doing. Relish every moment. Live your life with joy, with love. And you have to make up your mind to do that. People are looking for happiness. They want to be happy. They're thinking something outside of them is going to make them happy. Nothing outside of you adds anything to you. Just objects, people. If you want to be happy, you have to make up your mind to be happy. You see, you don't need a reason to be happy. You don't need a reason to be in love. You think you need a love object in order to be in love. Why don't you just make up your mind that you're going to be in love? And why don't you make up your mind to be in love with yourself? You know, fall in love with yourself. You'll have a wonderful, lifelong relationship. Do that. If you will make the improved feeling or emotion be your real destination, improved feeling or emotion, we're talking here about feelings and emotions. You have to learn that you can manufacture the feeling that you want. Feelings follow thought. What are you thinking? Are you thinking happy thoughts? Or are you thinking depressing thoughts? It's a choice. It's a choice. Then anything and everything that you want will quickly follow. If you will make the improved feeling or emotion be your real destination, then anything and everything that you want will quickly follow. The feeling is your destination. The money is the side effect. The love affair is the side effect of your feeling. But you're looking to the side effect. And you think, oh, I have to find this person. Then I'll be in love. Be in love and the person will come. Feel secure and safe and the money will come. There are side effects of your thinking. There are side effects of your feelings and your emotions. And there's the things that you have control over. You have no control over anything in the outside world. But you do have control over your thinking, over your feelings. You always have a choice. How do I want to think about this? How do I want to perceive this? So if somebody tells you something horrible, you do not have to accept that. You do not have to accept that. Just say to yourself, I'm sorry. I'm glad that I don't live in your universe. I live in this universe where this happens, where I'm always happy. You see, people think it's an impossibility to be always happy. It's not an impossibility. Didn't we just state all things are possible with God? So you can be happy all the time. That's another thing that race mind tells you. Race mind tells you, oh, you have to be sad in order to be happy. Why? Did you learn anything from sadness? I don't think so. The universe is not responding to your words. It is responding to your vibrational offerings. That is accurately and always accompanied by your emotions. The universe is not responding to your words. Remember, God does not speak English, German. God, the universe, speaks in feelings. Feelings is the language of the universe. And it responds to your vibrational offerings. And it's always accompanied by your emotion. So how are you feeling? It's done with feelings. all my thoughts. Remember, there is no physical source of darkness, sickness, confusion, or evil. There is only a stream of well-being, and it is flowing towards you at all times. So you have to know that this stream of well-being is always flowing to you. So when you're making your demonstration, whatever it is, you have to know that it is flowing to you right now. It just hasn't manifested. It hasn't taken on clothes. So you have inside of your egg, you have what you want. You made a mold. You made a framework. Now the universe will fill that mold or fill that framework the same way that concrete fills up. If you make a square with wood and fill it up, this is what you're doing with these. This is how you do a demonstration. You come up with the idea. You conceive the framework. Then the universe, or this thing called God, fills that for you. And we get confused about that because we judge by appearances. And we judge by what the world tells us, that it cannot be done. I'm here to tell you that it can. All right. Once you practice the thought that makes you consistently feel more secure, the money must follow. Must follow. Because it's done with feelings. So how are you feeling about money? Are you feeling secure? Or do you think money is out of your grasp? Or that you'll never have money? You see? Do not be afraid of money. It will come to you. It's always freely circulating. But how do you get it to circulate to you? By starting to feel secure. By starting to feel secure and not letting your mind say you're going to wind up as a bag person. That there is enough money to last throughout your lifetime. And then the money will follow that. Once you practice a thought that makes you feel more confident, the physical improvement must follow. Makes you feel more confident. Makes you feel more confident. Then the physical improvement. You see how it's done?
I do.
You have to feel confident. You have to see yourself. There's one person that wants to demonstrate they want to be 136 pounds. Well, they have to be confident that that can be done, and they have to start seeing themselves at 136 pounds. You see, when they go by a mirror, they must see themselves at 136 pounds. Most people go by the mirror and they see this big thing. And they say, oh, that's me. That's just a reflection that has nothing to do with you whatsoever. You must make that reflection what you want. Always make the mirror reflect back to you what you want. And not what you think is going to be there. Why is that so important? Because you're looking in a mirror all the time. This universe is a mirror. It reflects back to you exactly what you push out there, but with your thinking. So if you think and feel confident at 136 pounds, it will reflect that back to you. It will reflect that back to you. Once you practice a thought that makes you feel excitement and anticipation, the perfect mate must follow. Anticipation, excitement, enthusiasm. These are the things that you want in your life. These are the things that make emotions and move something, cause vibrations. You can't just sit around. You have to get excited about life. You have to start to sizzle with life. You have to learn to relish life. And these things will come. Learn to be happy. Learn to see well-being. So if you're not getting your demonstration at this present moment, do not give up on that. Know that it is on its way to you. Remember Ernest Holmes in Science of Mind said, when you try to make a demonstration and as soon as you do a treatment for that, You must know that whatever it takes to make that come true, even if it's in the deepest, darkest of Africa, is on its way to you now. It's on its way to you now. So what's going on with your demonstration is the universe is collecting everything that it needs to bring that to you. The other thing we always have to remember, it's always done for the best of all those concerned. So a lot of adjustments have to be made so that it's to the best of all those concerned. But never give up on it. Never give up on it. You see, if you come here, and you people have been coming for a long time, so you must have faith in this teaching. And you must have faith in this thing we call God. Now you must have faith in yourself. You see, you must have faith in yourself and say, I'm going to prove this. I'm absolutely going to make this work. I make the same thing. There's a completely different way to go through life than most people do. And this is a different way to go through life. To realize that you are the one that's causing your own reality and that you have a choice in that reality keeps you from becoming a victim. You are no longer a victim. You are the one that is causing everything. You're always the cause unto your own experience. So, before I open it up now for questions and answers, I wanted to bring these things in case people have not demonstrated what they want, so that you can use these tools. Now, what is the greatest tool you're going to use?
Your imagination.
You're going to use your imagination. You have to see the end product. You have to always work from the end backwards because it's all done in mind already. You just can't see that. So you see the end product and you keep your focus there. So if you'll close your eyes just one moment, I'm going to give you a little technique to help you. So now as you close your eyes and just start to relax, see yourself sitting on the edge of the universe itself. And as you look out over the universe, you can see all the possibilities that are there. And as you look out, you see your demonstration. You see what you want out there. You get that in your mind. And now, just as though you were fishing, you find cord lying beside you there, coiled up. And you see your demonstration. And on the end of this coil is a little hook. And you swing that cord out with that hook. And you hook your demonstration. Now you're holding the one end. And now you're going to start to pull it in just like you would a fish. The cord is going to become taut. Now as it becomes taut, take your other hand and cause it to vibrate so that you can see it vibrating. And it's vibrating out to your demonstration that you've already hooked. So now send through that cord, through that vibration, your feeling. Your feeling of security, your feeling of well-being, your feeling of fulfillment, of happiness, of joy. All the feelings that you would experience when that demonstration takes close. And then you just bring that into you. Just like hooking a fish. But you must cause the vibration. And you must vibrate at the level of that demonstration, which means at the level of how you think you would feel when it is accomplished. Overwhelmed with joy, overwhelmed with happiness, excitement, whatever the feeling is. And you keep that feeling. So each and every day, you can throw this line out and hook that. And hook that. And draw it into you. And draw it into you. You can come back when you're ready. So that's just another technique that you can use to make a demonstration in your life. To bring what you want into your life. But you have to hook it. And you have to hook it with a feeling. And you have to cause a vibration to start. Everything in this universe is vibrating at a different rate. Everything in this room is vibrating at a different rate. That's how we distinguish the table from the chair, because of the vibration. So remember those things. Remember those things. So now we'll open it up to questions. If you need to know more of how to do this so that it really works. And talk to Lisa and people who have already. She's demonstrated a car and he's demonstrated a job. This young man stopped smoking. So there's more. You can do any of this. As I said before, most of you can get a parking space. If you can manifest a parking space, you can manifest anything. God doesn't know the difference between large and small. Yes, sir.
Explain more about the difference between treatment and demonstration.
Oh, well, treatment is like we're doing with the egg and so forth. Mm-hmm. The treatment just is a form of prayer. And the demonstration is the manifestation of what you want. Her demonstration was the car.
And aren't there so many steps to a treatment?
Oh, my God, give that up, please.
Give it up.
Oh, see, you immediately start that crap. There are 5 steps to a treatment or 7 steps to a treatment, but they're only there to organize your mind. Once your mind is organized, you do not need any steps. This world loves to teach steps, loves to teach levels, loves to tell you you're not quite there yet. Why don't you tell me? Remember I said, tell yourself, I've graduated. I know how to do this. You're talking to this thing called God, which is pure intelligence. The only thing you have to do with that is talk to it intelligently. Don't babble like most people, you see. Talk to it intelligently and get the feeling. So that's the only thing when you're doing, the only thing with this thing called treatment is the unity step. I am one with God. You have to know that you're always one with God. God is not outside of you someplace. That's the only step you need. And then do it your way. Learn to do it your way. You're an individualized expression of God. You cannot do it wrong. Okay? So, people get stuck in the step. Oh, I got the step mixed up. Oh, please. You know. Once you know them, you can mix them all up. I know them, and I don't even remember half of them. Is that your question?
No, I just, I listened to the first, the class where you started on the internet.
Oh.
Showed me the website. So I was having trouble, like, getting the feeling until just now when you gave us the technique about the vibration. I mean, because, you know, get the feeling and make it, and I couldn't do that. That was just... amazing.
But you could now.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That technique is just amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is an amazing technique. It's mine.
I really like your analogy of the mirror. I go to the gym, and I I tend to slump sometimes. Every time I walk past a mirror, I always stand straight. And the idea that you look into a mirror and it is reflecting that moment, at that moment it's reflecting the universe, the other part of you, and to see that in that, what you are manifest is very powerful. It's very, very good. Yeah. You see mirrors all the time.
Yes, you do. I wish I had a few.
You don't have any mirrors?
No, wow.
When you say vibrate, can you just, I mean, yeah, I know what it means per se in the sense of the word, but can you just explain that a little more? Like, I get the whole analogy about throwing a line out there. And
you don't get it, or you do get it?
But the actual vibration.
Oh, yeah, so when it's hooked, you're taking it, and you can see the vibration.
Of the line itself.
Of the line itself.
Okay.
And you do that with your imagination. So how do you vibrate? How do you feel when you're excited? You vibrate differently. When you're sad, you vibrate differently. You see? So get a vibration. It doesn't have to be his vibration, my vibration. It has to be your vibration. You see? And here again, you cannot do it wrong. It's right for you. Everyone thinks that they have to do this perfectly because of somebody else. No, you do it your way. Do it your way. Yes?
I was actually going to say, I took a music class a little while ago, and I learned that every cell in your body actually sends out two different vibrations in a literal physical sense.
Yes.
And when your mood changes, the cells in your body, when you work out, when you do different things, the actual physical vibration that sends out changes.
Yes.
So people, that's why people who do different things together seem more comfortable with each other, because in a literal sense, your body does send out a vibration. So, I mean, if you're thinking good thoughts and really figure it, like, in a literal way, it does send out different vibrations than it would if you didn't otherwise.
Music is a very good thing if you want vibration. And I'm almost sure it's Mozart. If you listen, your brain gets more intelligent. They've proven that. Mozart brain, I think you can go get them. You had that CD, yes.
What's it called?
Mozart in the brain or something like that. Yeah. But you can feel vibrations all the time. If a drum goes by, and don't you feel those vibrations? We're always setting up vibrations. So, but you're a closed person. Open so that you vibrate. Don't be afraid to vibrate. What's it going to get? No, you won't get arrested for it. It's done with this thing called feelings. It's done with this thing called vibration. So if you can change in your mind your thinking, here I'm living in a friendly universe that responds to me. How does the universe respond to me? It responds to me with my feelings, not with my words, with my feelings. And you're the one that's causing those feelings. You cause them by your thinking. You see, you're capable of thinking anything you want to think. Anything you want to think. And we don't judge by appearances. It's the old thing. If there's a garden here and a trash heap there, it's your choice which one you want to look at. Most people want to go through the garbage. I'd rather pick the flower. It's just a choice. It's a choice. So who needs help with a demonstration? All right. Well, let me, you first.
I have my card. And I've been doing it every day and stuff. I haven't gotten everything on here yet, but some of the things have happened. One of them was the resolution to my marriage, which happened. Very good. The other was the resolution to my brother's situation. My brother owes me $385,000. So I have what he has owed me for like 6 years, and I've been suing him for 6 years. But my snag with that is it has to do with someone else. If I'm taking the money from him, you know, it's causing hardship from him, and we've talked about this before. but it also is going through my lawyer. My lawyer was on vacation for 2 weeks. You know, while I've been calling him, emailing him, he's like, the first I was getting the emails were saying, oh, I'm out of the office until whatever, and then he was working on another case. You know, so that's part of my snag with this is, I it's not that I don't believe it can happen, and I believe it will happen, but I have other people's blocks that I'm working through. Is that a question?
Well, that's in your mind, and that is the question. So let's get rid of those blocks. First of all, how do you think this is going to happen? The only way God can manifest anything is through you and through other people. The only way God enters this plane of action is through people. See, when you think, God thinks. Otherwise, there's no thinking going on. So God is always going to have to come through other people to get you what you want. So in this case, because you were into race mind, you hired a lawyer. You're saying. It's the same thing as a mediator. You know, you think you have to go through somebody else to get to what you want. Once you learn how to do this, you can go directly to the source. But right now, you're using them as a source to get to there. Does that make sense to you? But you have to continue now. You weren't in this teaching when you set up all that.
Well, and my lawyer, I'm on my second lawyer now. He's gotten a lot further than the first one.
Yes. Well, and when this is over, and here's helpful news for everyone, a helpful hint. Just make an absolute statement to yourself, and to make it an affirmation. I do not use lawyers in my life, because I never have to. So, you know, people think, who wants to use a lawyer? Don't get yourself in any predicament where you need a lawyer. You'll learn how to do that. So your demonstration is working. That's what we call movement in mind. So mind is moving. Now get out of the way and let it move. So start to rejoice. Start to be happy. The whole idea is you must dig the ditches in the desert before there's rain. But most people say, why dig the ditch? It's not raining. So you must look at the field and see the harvest already done, even if there's nothing in the field. You see how it works? You must always see the end product. Don't worry about what's going on here and there. See the end. What do I want? I want my money. I want my divorce. I want this. I want that. Not all the other stuff. Don't get tangled up with all that stuff. Dig the ditches and see the harvest already done. Okay? Help you?
I've been really trying to. I mean, this is my second life here. Second week, I should say. And I've really tried to do my homework as much as I could, but I am not really new at this. But the thing that I'm finding a little, when I find myself going back into the head and I'm like, out with the negative thoughts going forward, where can you draw that positive line? Like, I was recently laid off work, rent's due on next Monday, don't have a job. That as I've manifested things, I've got some different work here and there, but certainly not enough to pay my rent next Monday. Yet I'm trying to be, it will happen.
Yes.
And you know, sometimes I get so charged with it, I just know I'm going to be okay. But then the reality is, I don't have a job to go to tomorrow.
Why is that a reality? You're making that a reality. What reality do you want? Do you want the reality that you're charged?
Then I can pay my rent.
Yes. So, you must know that the rent is already paid. But you keep saying there won't be enough.
That's the difficulty I have. Like, I see the figure of what my rent is.
Yes. And have you seen yourself writing the check for that, knowing the check will be covered?
I've been something going over my head, but I keep closing the checkbook.
You have to open up the checkbook. This is where we have faith. God is always your source and your supply. It has nothing to do with your job. Money is a side effect. Money is never the issue.
I've actually opened the checkbook and I can see myself writing it. But then I won't let the mind go any further than that because I'm like, well, where is that going to come from?
You don't have to know where that comes from. You're the fun and entertainment committee. God is the ways and means.
I don't want to go to jail. What's that word? Embezzlement? No, but you write a check.
Well, you see what you're doing? You're creating a reality for yourself by coming up with all that. So you're looking at the garbage and not at the flowers. Because you're immediately going, oh, they'll take me to jail. I won't pay. Won't do that. Why don't you know that it can be done? All things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. Yes. Well, you already said you had little jobs here, little jobs there. All right. Know that more jobs can come. Know that this money can come. And then open yourself to all the channels. You see, what we do is we say, oh, I have to get this money through the job. I never say that to myself. When I want something, I never say, where's the money going to come from? I just know that the money is going to be there, and I never say, oh, I have to get the money, that it has to be my money. I prefer using other people's. You see? Yeah. And we also try to correct our vocabulary, so we never use the word try. Try has nothing to do with anything. You're either doing it or you're not, but you cannot try.
The end result, that's what I was trying to bring out, is you have to manifest what you want the end result to be.
Yes.
And that I'm having a problem with. You know, we were closing our eyes and trying to visualize what we want. It seems like it was so far away. I was trying to pull us in with that bishop. And then it kept on changing themes.
Yes.
I'm not concentrating.
And concentration has nothing to do with it. Give that idea up. Concentration and will and all that stuff has anything to do with it. It has nothing to do with this. But your imagination does. And watching what your mind is doing to you does. So when that changes or seems so far away, it's because you just started. So you can just keep pulling it in a little at a time, a little at a time. But keep your focus on exactly what you want. And this is what people do not do. They keep changing their mind. Well, how do you expect the universe to keep up with that? Remember in the manual equivalent by Emmett Fox? If you open up a camera, open up the aperture on a camera, and you put a vase of flowers in front of it, and then you move that and put something else, and you move that and put something else, and you move that and put something else, the negative is going to be one big blur. It has to stay long enough to build the mold that you want. You see, but we change our mind. Oh, I own it. In the morning you get up and you say, I want this, this, and this. By afternoon you've changed your mind. You want this, this, and something else. By evening, you forgot what you wanted. Because you get distracted. Remember? You weren't here. You can say, oh, no, I can keep my mind. I can keep my mind absolutely centered on what I want. Absolutely. I have my mind. I'm centered now. I know exactly what I want. My attention is right there. And a nude person walks in the room. You've just lost your concentration. You've lost that. You have to keep your focus where it is. Oh, no, because I didn't see it.
I'm pretty sure I was going to hear when you broke the card. And
yes.
Thinking about one area in my life, there's a couple things I felt like, a couple things going on too when I was doing the visualization of like three different places that I want to focus on. But the one that I really have is sort of focusing on is bringing more love in my life. And after my divorce,
I kind of isolated. And in a lot of ways, from friends and certainly relationships. And so what I've been really looking to is to get more love in my life, maybe ultimately with a new relationship. But what I'm finding is, being open to the process, is that there's been little changes coming, like opportunities to get together now more with girlfriends and with friends, and say yes to that, even if I don't want to, because I still have that tendency to want to isolate, and that's helping me ease maybe toward the ultimate goal, because I don't think I'm there yet. But it's like that, visualizing that, what's happening, that's not coming. I think what's coming to me are steps.
Yes.
To get there.
Yes.
And to be able to see that.
Yes, as much as I hate steps. Yes, you have to see, she's having movement in mind. Things are opening, you're saying. And that will happen for you. So what are you going to do? You have to sit down and love yourself more and more and more and more. You see, everyone wants love. Well, there's love everywhere. It's all around you all the time. And it has to come up from you, not to you. Up from you, not to you. And we think, oh, I have to love, somebody has to love me for me to feel this. No, you don't. Don't believe it. Well, if you don't think you're there, then you're not. So work on that. Just keep doing it. It will happen for you.
Regarding back to what you were saying about staying, just about what we were talking about with lawyers and whatnot and staying focused, with my current egg, as you will, I've been missing days and blah, 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 not staying focused. But when I am focused, little steps have been coming and things have been great. And then a distraction will come in. And then I almost, in a sense, have to change my focus. For example, I had two clients actually bounce big fat checks at me. Now, I called a very successful magician friend of mine that's on a different level of thinking, on the level that I'd like to be. And I said, hey, what do you do when someone bounces a check? He says, I just call them up, explain very nicely. They're very sorry, and they take care of the problem. I said, well, okay then. So I called him up. I was very nice about it. And no response. And I thought, oh, everything's going to be fine. It's good. And I called him up. And, you know, I did this a few days in a row. Nothing was to happen on either end. So then they said, hey, you know, send them a letter certified saying you need to take care of this and, you know, be nice about it. And I did. And I hadn't heard anything. And now I'm at a point where I know the money's going to come. But I'm at the point now where I need to possibly hire a lawyer. Because I've asked nicely about 100 times and I haven't gotten a response yet. I don't know exactly what to do. And now, instead of my focus being on my goals, it's saying, oh, this will be fine. It'll work out. I'm not worried about it. But one of the reasons I kind of want to get that lawyer is so I don't have to think about it anymore. So they take care of it, and they do all the dirty work, and then I go about focusing on what I need to do. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, here's what I would do.
Okay.
I would sit down. And I would love those people that owe you that money.
That's a good idea.
And I would send them nothing but love and understanding. And I would see them in my imagination writing the check. And I would see myself depositing that check in the bank. What are we always doing, people? What is it, the only thing you're ever doing? It's always God talking to God. And you have made them an adversary. And once you make an adversary, that's what they are. So sit down and try that technique before you run off and do what the world would do.
Right.
Love them. And when you're doing that, know that you gave them good service. You performed your best, did everything.
Yeah,
see?
They're happy.
Right. Then sit down and know that you're worthy, deserving, and totally lovable for that money to come to you.
And how long should I love him for? Before I need to call somebody.
Well, you have to learn. You have to love them forever.
No, honestly, I've been thinking that they probably have problems and blah blah blah. And I've honestly, in a sense, know what people are going through, and I felt bad for them and stuff. But I also feel that I deserve the respect.
Well, absolutely. You know. Well, you deserve the money. If you did the work,
correct,
you deserve the money. Never look for respect. That's what good does that do you? That's a little thing your mind wants to tell you, and that's the ego immediately popping up. Oh, I have to be respected. Who cares if you're respected? Get the money.
Yeah.
Try. Just sit down and love them. Yeah. And then we'll go into love, bless, and release them after you get the money. But try that.
Yeah.
You see, don't go that other route right away.
Yeah. I won't.
Love is always the answer to everything, people. We always want to scout around and do all this stuff. I always say to people, why don't you go right to that to begin with, because that's where you're going to end up. You can try everything else, but it's going to boil down to love. So why don't you go to love immediately? Instead of saying, well, now I'm going to try lawyering, I'm going to try this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. It's going to wind right up at love. So why don't you start there? Why don't you start there? We're so afraid to love, aren't we? And we're so afraid to love ourselves, aren't we? Because who the hell am I? Who the hell am I that I could love myself? What would people think of me if I loved myself? Oh my goodness. What would the neighbors do? Who cares? Learn to love yourself. You know. Like yourself. Have fun with yourself. It's always going to be love. I'll help you with that. I'll do some treatment work for you.
I have a question. You talked about watching your words. And if I'm looking in the mirror and I say, I want some money, and the mirror looks back at me and says, okay, you want some money. Isn't what a kind of a limiting word if I say, I want this? Wouldn't it be better to say, I have this, I'm manifesting this? I am.
Well, I already have it, as you say, you know.
I was taught through my readings.
Well, the reason why we watch our language is because words structure thought. So what's good for one sometimes isn't good for the other. It depends what thought that is structuring for you. And there are many metaphysicians who don't like the word want. I desire this. I want this. I require this, if you want. Use any word that does something for you, you see. But make the demonstration. People are afraid to want something because of the disappointment of not getting it. So if you don't want anything, I want for nothing, I'm just fine. Well, you're not fine. You're here on this plane of action to demonstrate, to prove to yourself that you're creative, to prove to yourself that you're one with this thing called God. You're here to keep evolving and evolving and evolving till you evolve into this thing called God. And you do that by learning to love, by not judging by appearances, by not getting caught up with what the world is doing out there, with the race mind that's going on. That's a different way to live. The world has a system out there and it seems to work. But does it work correctly? Is there a better system? Yes. And this is a better system. To realize that what you think about, you bring about. It's as easy as that. Henry David Thoreau said, a man becomes what he thinks about all day long. A man becomes what he thinks about all day long. If you think you're successful, and start to feel successful, you will become successful. But if you let your mind say you're never going to amount to a hill of beans, you will not amount to a hill of beans. So it's listening to your mind. It's listening to that chatter that's always going on. And knowing that you're living in a friendly universe, that only well-being is coming to you. That is your inheritance, is well-being. You did not inherit all this other stuff that people want to tell you. What is that other stuff? Suffering, pain, shame, guilt, all that crap that other people are loaded down with. You do not have to be loaded down with those things. And you can have what you want, what you desire, and what you require in this world. By giving your focus, by giving your attention, and by giving your feelings, which causes a vibration, and it will come back to you. So use those things and use this wonderful mind of yours to manifest what you want. But go through life differently, happily, filled with joy, filled with love, enjoying your life. Enjoying your life, not making it drudgery. Oh, I have to do the laundry. You know, even after enlightenment, you have to do the laundry. It's always going to be there. But enjoy that. One day, you won't be doing the laundry. You won't be here. You won't be here. So while you're here, on this plane of action, make yourself happy. And only you can do that. And give yourself, open yourself to what you want and know that you can have it. You must give yourself permission to have what you want. But you allow your mind to tell you, oh, you don't have enough education, or you came from the wrong part of town, or your parents wouldn't like this, or the neighbor wouldn't. Whatever's going on in your mind, stop all that nonsense. The people we admire on this plane of action are the people that do what they want to do. And one of them, who's now being admired and started out, no one seemed to like her very much, is Madonna. She does what she wants to do. She does a damn good job of it. And if you notice, people who do what they want to do, the universe pays handsomely. The universe pays them handsomely because they're showing their individuality. They're showing their individuality. And that's what you are, an individualized expression of God. Magnificent human beings. Magnificent human beings. Any more questions? All right then. So remember, this thing called the universe, this thing called God, wants to give you everything. Open yourself to receiving. Give yourself permission to receive. Allow yourself to receive. Goodness is being poured over you all the time. But you are not allowing it in your life. So learn to do that. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.